Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Artificial intelligence, are they going to be one of the leaders? Is Tesla going to be one of the leaders in artificial intelligence?
I don't think so. I think they have to implement the technology into the trucks and the cars for sure. But the number one thing that I wish that Elon could do right now is focus on one company. He's spread too thin between now. If he gets all of these Infinity Stones to work, Elon's going to run the United States of America.
Hey, what
I want to be on record.
What about this though, right? Because this is like a dangerous proposition, right? If Neuralink actually incorporates artificial intelligence, what does that look like, right? Because Neuralink is something that is tied to your brain.
iRobot.
Neuralink is artificial.
But I'm saying if he puts it out in, I mean, yeah, if he combines it with like a.
If he integrates all the data,
yeah.
Yes.
Chat. What do you think all this stuff is happening? Chat GPT.
I know, but I'm
stuff,
saying
all that stuff is going. It's going to come. It's going to happen.
Connected to the brain.
Yes, of course.
So that would give Elon too much power.
That's ill.
Which,
of course, that's the next evolution of the human race.
You think it's a mistake or no?
Illuminati with my mind, soul, and my body.
Say cheese.
It's saying I sold out.
Say cheese.
Secret society.
They zoomed in on it. They zoomed in.
Trying to get.
Boy, he zoomed in. Hit the shot again.
Yes, sir.
These are just jokes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I will not be at Bohemian Grove. Don't worry.
Oh man.
Or will I?
No, I'm just I mean, it's one of these things, right? It's a joke until it's not. Until it's not. It's one of these things where people will say that'll never happen until it happens.
The Illuminati or the ChatGPT Neuralink integration?
I mean, as far as the ChatGPT Neuralink into your brain and have, you know, computer chips inside of your brain. It may sound like we're fantasizing, but there are already plans of doing it.
Right.
If there's plans on doing it, that means it probably already happened.
It's done. And they're just somewhere. Testing it out somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. It happened somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like when they sold the cow.
True. I will say if Elon can put all those companies into one holding company and make them a public entity, how Google did with Alphabet. Whew. But Elon, he has too much on his plate. Neuralink, Tesla, Hyperloop,
SpaceX.
SpaceX
yeah.
SpaceX, big one. That's the big one.
Yeah.
137. Yeah. On the, what is it? 137 billion valuation right now?
Yep.
That's the big one. Well, staying within the artificial intelligence, will AI engineers or prompt engineers be the next big career path?
I believe so. Even for the entrepreneurs watching tonight, and Keith talked about this before, like what really matters in ChatGPT and similar software is what you program into it. So, of course, there are low-level ideas like automated emails and articles and things of that nature. But I think some of you should start looking to learn how to code or have the software code for you and learn how to implement that into your business. Going back to the idea I talked about in 2022, I truly believe we're going to move to see a lot of companies that have 10 to 15 employees do $100 million a year. Software like this allows it, but you have to learn how to set the right prompts and what to program into ChatGPT in order to be, get like the best effect out of it. So I think this is going to be an up and coming asset. If you're looking to work with other companies, if you're building all these data sets and if you can't code, now people who can't code at scale. You don't think all these like pre-programmed ideas about how to get the prices of everything. I haven't ran a model through them through ChatGPT to see, like, you have to build what you want the world to be and start there. Is it buggy? Yes. This is really the 1.0 version, but as they continue to make the software better, and I think they're going to charge maybe $9 a week for the pro version. Once that pro version comes out, I would be spending 3 to 4 hours a day on ChatGPT figuring out how to best use it.
We should be spending a lot of time doing it. And this is one of the conversations we had, and we can combine it with the conversation we had with Robert Smith. We had with Mike Roberts. The same premise is the education piece is going to be vital to the future, right? We don't want to, this is a tech revolution. Obviously, we know this is a financial revolution, but we don't want to be 20 years behind. When this is happening now,
like, can't be.
We have to stay on pace. And so the process of what Robert Smith is trying to do with getting broadband to all the HBCUs and having them at colleges and universities is important because we need the infrastructure to make sure that, number one, we're learning about it. Number two, we can train people about it. But number three, we can actually implement it and add to this process, right? This is not one of those times in history where we want to get left behind. So the education, we have to look at it. I know when I was, you know, even now, like kids are still learning how to code, and that's a valuable, valuable skill set. But this is new technology. And so in addition to learning how to code, we need to learn this because—
Be early on it,
and so we can get further ahead with it.
If you missed out on Facebook when it first came out, if you missed out on Instagram when it first came out, if you missed out on Musical.ly that turned into TikTok, don't miss out on this wave. Or do, I'm not gonna miss out on it. Even when I was talking to the virtual assistants, one of the first things I had them do was to figure out in ChatGPT how to make a replica for each VA to make 10 of them and find a way to still add value, to still get paid on top of that. So you can build like an AI army to work in your business. Pretty damn fascinating. Now, do they need to sort the sizes, cite the sources that they're using? Yes, I think that improvement will come. But I'm incredibly excited about this software and others like it as a result on the consumer side. The government has had this stuff forever though, but for us to be able to finally access it, incredible, incredible. I went in there and put, write me a rap album with Tupac, Biggie and Busta Rhymes. It took like 2 hours. It was some fire in there though. You don't think, Kevin Lyles music executives are not using this software to write? Like, if Babyface got in ChatGPT and had 700 songs pushed out and then he went in and remixed them.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to see automation at scale, and you're going to see some companies come out of the woodwork and put out 200-300 videos in a month using the software.
At least. Yeah.
Quick update.
At least.
Quick update. Arista is owned by Sony Music Group.
Through the knowledge.
Sony Music Group.
Top player.
Yeah. That was Arista, Clive Davis, and Tony used to be Tommy Mottola.
So Arista is owned by Sony.
Yep.
Top player in the music business.
Yeah. One of the majors. One of the majors.
Top four. The same thing in investing. Like, shout out to Rockets Records when y'all were alive. But like, stop trying to find Rockets Records to turn into Sony. Like, invest in Sony, UMG, It's, man, there's an ecosystem. The top players in any space are the ones that you want to invest in. Game, set, match.
Yeah. All right.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
Backdrop. A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.